New places to live, new eateries, a brew pub, greenways, more. A lot has been going on in Benton lately, and the Benton Area Chamber of Commerce has been out there beating the drum for the Eastern Roanoke County town as it moves forward. Angie Tuning is Executive Director for the Chamber of Commerce, and she joins WFIR anchor reporter Gene Morano and I to talk about a special event coming up this weekend at the Benton War Memorial and other happenings around town. Angie, nice to see you. You made it through the Benton traffic this morning.
I did. You never know how long it's going to take you to get out here from Benton. So.
She was here at 8:11. We were worried about traffic.
So. Right. You never know.
Angie, nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
As we get started here, Angie, how long have you been executive director for the Benton Area Chamber? And has the pace picked up over the past few years for you?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I've been there since 2010. And yes, we've added quite a few new events. Mm-hmm. Some of the events they added the year that I started, but I volunteered for them before I actually took the job.
Sure.
And so we've added new events, tweaked old events, and so we just keep growing.
How about new members coming aboard? And it seems like there's more buzz around Benton right now. I'm over there quite a bit. Is that your feeling also?
Absolutely. We have new members almost every week, which is great. We love it. And one of the things that people always ask me is, do you have to have a business in Benton to be a Benton Chamber member? Absolutely not. We have them from all over. So anywhere you have a business, you can be a member. But yes, the buzz is going crazy. We have so much new stuff happening, people coming to Benton that's never been to Benton. So that's what we're excited about.
Sure. People jumping on the bandwagon now, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about one of the things going on before we get at some other things. But let's Benton Grapes and Grains Festival. That's this Saturday from 1 to 6
yes.
at the Benton War Memorial on the lawn. Talk about that. And was that a previous event differently? Was it a different name, a different place? Or
yes, we've been doing that for almost 10 years now. It was the Benton Wine and Food Festival before until this year. We decided to change the name a little bit because we have a lot of the beers. And people, when they hear just wine festival, they think, oh, I really am not a wine drinker. So there's nothing there for me. So we wanted it to make sure that everybody understood that there's something for everybody there.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, there is a brew pub in right in Benton now, Twin Creeks.
Absolutely.
Recognized by Roanoke Magazine and was one of the top, by readers, is one of the top brew pubs in town. So what's going to be, will there be some craft beer there, some local wineries? How's it going to work?
Absolutely. We have about 10 wineries all from the state of Virginia. So they'll be there giving tastings. If you buy a taster ticket, they'll be there giving tastings. Then you can also buy a non-taster ticket if you're not a wine drinker and purchase beer tickets. And we have Blue Ridge Beverage, MPA Short there. They both have their domestic beers and craft beers. So there'll be an IPA, there'll be a porter, there'll be a cider. There'll be Twin Creeks will be there, of course, with their Kolsch and their inaugural IPA. We have a little bit of something for everybody.
Is it that raspberry Kolsch from Twin Creeks?
No, it's not the raspberry. I know I asked about that. I know the raspberry is good.
Talk about live. There's going to be some live music, food and vendors, that
yes,
type of thing.
Yes, we have about 5 food trucks, so there'll be all kinds of different foods. We have live music by the Big Old Boys. They've played a couple of years for us, and they just play a variety of stuff. It's they'll start out a little mellower and then pick it up towards the end as people continue to drink. So it's a great day. It has last year we had to do it at Explore Park, but we moved it back to the lawn of the War Memorial. People liked it being in the town, so we're back on the lawn of the War Memorial, which is a beautiful venue in itself. And so it's just a good day. It's fun.
Has it become a pretty big social event in town?
Absolutely. People love to get their tickets together. We always do a daily deal about in March, and then people continue to buy them up until the gate. And so they go up a little bit, $5 more at the gate. So up until midnight on Friday, they can get them for $15.
Okay. And how do they get them ahead of time?
You can go on our website at VentonWineFestival.com, or you can call the chamber office at 343-1364.
Before I throw it back to Joey, talk about how there have been more events going on. It seems like the farmers market being better employed, that type of thing. Talk about that as a way to get people in the town.
Absolutely. We've always had the Saturdays, the farmers market, but now they've almost every Saturday there's something going on at the farmers market. And then we've also Event Zone has also offered last year put their events there. So every Friday night, or not every Friday, one Friday night a month, there'll be a party in the park, basically kind of thing, with a band and the beer trucks and the food trucks. And then the, you know, another Saturday, there's our mingle at the market. They start in June. So so there's something going on there all the time. We want people to see that there's something going on in Vinton all the time, but there's also stuff every day, the shops, the restaurants, that kind of thing.
You know, what just popped into my head is there's a new bike rack, the bike share program,
the bike share
at the farmer's market. So ideally, if you're somewhere living in Roanoke City or wherever, mm-hmm. you could hop a bike there,
absolutely.
Get on, come to Vinton.
Check your bike in.
Party,
right?
And then have someone else pick you up.
Absolutely.
Or ride a bike home.
Exactly. And that's a cool new feature we have there, and we're excited about having there. And I keep watching it every day when I go by, and people are using them, so that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. All right, on the ride to work here, it's 850 at WFIR. In studio with us is Executive Director for the Chamber of Commerce, Angie Tuning, and we're talking everything Vinton this morning. Angie, I am convinced. I don't know about Eugene. I'm convinced this probably is the most asked question in Vinton. What is the latest on the Mockadoo's restaurant? When's it going to open?
You're right. That is the most asked question. It is coming along. They are working really hard. They had another one in Winchester to get open, and that's open. So they're working really hard on ours. I would say late summer is probably the projected opening, but we're very excited about it. Cannot wait for it to open. We were talking about when we were putting up the fencing yesterday for the wine festival this weekend, that how neat it's going to be when that's open to have the events there on the lawn too, and how neat it'll be for people to be able to sit there and watch and participate as well.
Because that's on Washington Avenue.
Exactly.
Right. And, of course, none of those projects ever happen when they're going to say they're going to happen.
Absolutely not.
You know, so this kind of ties into the next thing, the new housing coming online in Vinton, obviously a built-in market for a place like Mockadoo's. You've got the Rolney Cook School apartments, which are really nice. And you've got the William Byrd High School project, which is underway, Dave McCormick, Waukesha Development. Talk about where that project is out. They're saying they want to get open by fall, so they've got a lot of work to do, though.
You know, I was in there on Monday, and they are coming along. They say that they're going to have people in there by late summer, and I don't doubt it. The ones that are still being framed in are in the gym area, which are going to be really neat.
So some of the others are past the framed-in
stage?
Yeah,
they're looking really good. And like I said, I was there on Monday, and so it's coming along. And the auditorium is looking good. They're going to leave that as is. It's really exciting because I went to intermediate school there. My mom went to high school there. So it's really kind of neat for that to be turned into something neat, just like Rolney Cook. But the proximity is close to our downtown, you know, like you mentioned, the bike share program, our library, Twin Creeks, Mockadoo's right up the street, you know, all of our restaurants that we have down there, our shops. So the walkability is going to be fantastic for them, and hopefully they'll see that and just come walk on down over the hill and you know, visit our restaurants and businesses.
And, of course, the Glade Creek Greenway, the
right
first
there.
Part is underway, so you could actually go from the terminus at Walnut, you can really tie in the Tinker Creek and then the Roanoke Greenway. Eventually, that's going to go past the Byrd School,
absolutely.
Eventually to Vineyard Park. So ideally, really, you could, and I think that would really something that would appeal to younger people. So between the Greenway and the apartments, what's going on downtown, do you see the demographic changing in Vinton, where it's getting younger?
Absolutely, and that's wonderful. You know, the older generation is there, and they're very accepting of what's happening, so that's great.
They are, because that's a big thing sometimes.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times they fight it, but they really see the advantage of all the stuff happening and new people coming into town. So the younger group is coming in, and you know, some of the older generation may want these apartments too, because they don't want the yard maintenance and that kind of thing.
I know some that live at the Rolney Cook that are older or retired, and they didn't want to mess with the lawn the
exactly,
whole bit.
Exactly. I kind of agree with that myself. But yeah, they don't want that maintenance and that upkeep, so that's appealing to them as well. And you know, our younger generations want to spend more money on experiences and things like that, and not the maintenance and upkeep of a home like that. So that's why the apartments are appealing to them.
We got a couple of minutes left. We're talking with Angie Tuning, Executive Director of the Chamber of Commerce. And yes, her mother is Booty Tuning, the star of local computer repair yep. shop commercials.
Absolutely.
Anything you can tell us about the old Vineyard, the Ford property at the corner of Washington and Pollard? I see paper on the windows, and anything
right?
you can tell us?
No, not really. It is very,
the prime
very,
location.
It is. It's very, very close to an announcement being made. Should be very, very soon. I know we've said that before, but it is. It's been a kind of a group effort of different people and different entities having to come together. So there's lots happening there behind the scenes, and it's going to be amazing when it happens. And it'll be a kind of a game changer for Vinton. So it'll be something. Yeah, very exciting. So when we can release the news, we will, and it will be huge. And I promise I'll share it with you.
All right. Sounds good. We've got about a minute left. I want to ask you, what are the chamber members, Angie, looking for from town council in Vinton, or, you know, as a support from town council? What are they looking for? Are they getting the support for what they feel the Vinton area needs?
Absolutely. Our town council is so willing and eager to work with businesses coming to Vinton. They see that change and that new movement happening and are excited about it and want to keep that momentum going. So they are very eager to help with. Pete Peters, our assistant town manager, is out there all the time looking and getting, talking to people and meeting new people and making connections so that we can get all the things that we want and need in Vinton.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. The Grapes and Grains Festival is Saturday 1 to 6 at the Vinton War Memorial on the lawn. Angie Tuning, Executive Director for the Vinton Area Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.